With the clock stopped, the chains are being moved. They got four downs, and with four downs, plenty of time to get in the end zone.
At the three-yard line. And Russell does that. He grabs it and spikes it to stop the clock, and now it is second and goal from the three-yard line. They're trying to get into the south end zone to our right. 24-19, Iowa leads LSU, but the Tigers are second and goal at the Hawkeye three-yard line with 50 seconds to go and the 2005 Capital One Bowl. And the play comes in from the sidelines. Bowl and Doucette flank left. Green flank right. Adai is the running back. Russell will work out of the shotgun. And there's the snap. Play action fake. The throw. Complete touchdown! Skyler Green! Russell hit Green in the back of the end zone. And the Tigers, for the first time in the ball game, have the lead with 46 seconds to go.
And what a great pass by Jamarcus Russell to Skyler Green. And what a fine catch by Green with his great quickness. He was lined up on the right side. He went down and got past the defender, but maintained about a half a step away from him. Russell hit him perfectly about a yard in front of the defender. He got his feet down before the end line. Touchdown, LSU, going for two.
That is two. Green, Russell to Green touchdown. Tigers will go for two. Out of the shotgun, four receiver pattern. There's a snap, and Russell is looking. And he's looking. He's going to run, and he's going to throw the ball out of the back of the end zone. Well, it just didn't work, but the Tiger defense has 46 seconds to hold Iowa. They have two timeouts left. It is LSU 25, Iowa 24. So,
now this is going to be very interesting.
Yeah,
from
it will.
This point in, with 46 seconds remaining, LSU did such a nice job of preserving the time. Iowa's got 46 seconds to play with. They've got the win behind them. They've got an outstanding field goal kicker. And so, you know, what do you do? Do you want to kick a sky kick and hold them to about the 25-yard line? Do you want to kick the ball as deep as you can and hope that you're able to hold them on a short return? A lot of strategy going into this decision-making right here by the LSU Tigers. But, you know, Jim, this game was the strangest first half of football I've ever seen in my life. The third quarter, it looked like LSU was kind of ready to pack it up and go home. It is amazing when you get a little performance out of the quarterback position, how exciting the game becomes.
Well,
this has become an exciting game.
The Tigers have come from behind four times in the fourth quarter already this year to win a game. That was the Blue Cross scoring summary, 69-yard drive in 12 plays. They used 4:20 off the clock. Russell to Green from 3 yards out. And on that drive, Russell was 7 of 8 for 56 yards. And the Tigers lead it by one, 25-24. Chris Jackson will kick it away. And Bellius and Bradley are back deep. And Jackson kicks it up short. Actually, it's going to come down at about the 4. Back to the 5, to the 10. And up. And pulling tacklers with him all the way up to the 28-yard line is Bellius. And Iowa will have 39 seconds. And two timeouts left. And they will start at their 29.
Now remember, all they're trying to do, LSU's got to defend against the touchdown. Iowa just wants to get down to about the 30-yard line.
That's right. Now work out of the shotgun, two receivers on both sides. Tate with a low snap, drops back to throw, and he does, and it's caught up around the 40. And that didn't use much time. That's a first down, stops the clock with 33 seconds left. Kinkle, and he's the guy that LSU has to be concerned about. He made the catch and immediately fell down. The clock will start now, and it's running, coming up on 30 seconds. Shotgun formation. Tate drops, looks, throws over the middle, and it is it caught? I think it is. It is.
That's
midfield.
But it's short of the first down, so the clock keeps running.
18, they've got two timeouts left, 16 seconds, and he spikes the ball with 14 seconds left to play, and the flag goes down. Might have been that Iowa wasn't set.
The ball was sacked before they're ready.
So I thought.
They're 5 yards coming.
Yeah.
Eight first down.
No, won't it be first
yeah,
down?
Yeah, because the penalty occurred before the spike, so the play goes over.
Oh, okay.
But the clock starts.
But it's second down. It's not first down.
Yeah, exactly.
It's second,
second
down.
It's second
down.
That's correct.
So the clock should start.
He was wrong when he meant to repeat second down.
Clock is running with 12 seconds. 9-8 out of a shotgun. Tate. Deep drops a throw. Running around. He throws it way downfield. It's caught. Touchdown. Are you going to believe that? With no timeout, the game is over. On the last play of the game, Tate hit Holloway 56 yards, and Iowa wins the football game.
Well, I tell you,
that's a tough one, boy.
The bluegrass miracle in reverse. I'm telling you, that was a, you know, what a play.
Well, LSU didn't expect that. They didn't think that's what was going to happen. And the guy was just absolutely wide open, nobody covering him.
And where the safeties were back there, I do not know. It's a blown coverage, obviously.
Yeah, we watch it on the replay.
You got to have safeties back there, and then Travis Daniels could have made the tackle, and the game would have been over. Did not. Well, you know, that's a heck of a way to lose a game, and that's a heck of a way to win a game.
Yes, it is, and you got to tip your hat to Iowa for making the play that they had to make, and it is just a bitter pill for LSU to have to swallow, as it looked like they had to think, one, as the throw actually probably came, Doug, with maybe 6 or 7 seconds left on the clock at the very most, but LSU simply did not defend the play, and Iowa wins the 2005 Capital One Bowl final score.